And our featured performers will be Gail Picard at 8 o'clock, so I hope she can get here soon, and then John and Chris Boehmer at 8:30. But before that, we have a mini set, and I'm really delighted that Bill Thibodeau is here. Many of you have heard his poems, and you know that some of them have been set to music by Tom Smith and Ruth Ann Baylor, and even myself on one piece. But he's a marvelous writer, and he's part of a group of carpenter poets who get together and share their work, and he has a number of publications. And he's not only a fine writer, he's an excellent performer. Please welcome Bill Thibodeau.
I'll take that, please, man. Don't mind, don't have to pause, just continue eating and drinking and having a good time. A little bit high, huh? Thanks, that's good. Oh. Well, I want to start out with something that's not mine. There's an old adage, but I think it's by T.S. Eliot, that said, good poets borrow, great poets steal.
They do.
They do. You probably heard this. So I want to read something, and you might. It's called Crescent City Blues. If you heard this, don't, you know, then tell me to stop. All right, maybe if.
No one is going to tell you.
Okay, all right. All right, it's called Crescent City Blues. I hear the train a coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me, Sue, disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you have grown up, I want you to, should, go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, watching life mosey by. When I hear that the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I see the rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and Eastern caviar. Now, I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying me. It's just that they get to see the things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd find a man a little farther down the line. Far from Crescent City is where I'd like to stay, and I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Yeah, baby. Crescent City. It came out three years before Johnny Cash. So there you are. No disparity against Johnny Cash, but that was an interesting way to borrow. Well, it's very dark in here, so I have to kind of use this. The poem is called The Tease, and it's kind of an existential poet question. Why am I here? To tease the answer from the air, pull a scripture from a pear that hangs above the yard. Not once, not twice, have I breathed the mist, held it to my chest, and kissed her forehead while dreaming. No one is the same as when they lie, sheets of silk, robes of dust, they plow the earth with blades of reason, and I have not a clue, nor ask me why. The pulse is pure, the end a season, replete, repeat. I am a system, blossom as a man. I hear a wave, it draws my ear. I feel the weight, the sun, my skin. I am as wine, to try and ease the mortal sigh. Drown me, feast upon my flesh, my failing. It's all the same, here, not here. I come, dust made wet, made future dry. Thank you. It's an interesting room for poetry. It's a lot going on, but we try to get through it. This is a kind of a David Mallet poem. I dedicate it to him. He has a song about living off of coffee and wine. So I think a lot of poets do that. This is called On Wine. My peace is liquid, languish in these rooms, while my dust double anticipates the broom. for two become the one on shop-worn floor. Says he, the orbit of a spinning loom. For stars are what this world of skin discards. Leaves, once they fall to earth, in wind drift shards. Far past a mere volcanic jet ejects dark comfort in the realm Orion guards. Peace, I know thy amplitude at rest, sharp contrast to the lows of earthly jest. The regions of this sphere I haunt today, tomorrow to the cosmic cloud infest. The froth that tricks my chin down to my breast once held the antidote in ruby dressed. Sore it is now contained for the bleed, the cup today scant yesterday arrests. I cannot know the lips that call this I, equate these rooms I live to where I'll die. Yet trace a crooked orbit to this spot, with that same finger mark where I will lie. I'm sorry, huh? This song was made into a song, as this poem was made into a song by Ruth Ann Baylor. It's called Kisses Sworn. It's called Kisses Sworn. What people say most of the time, mostly air, don't have to rhyme. When someone sings, I hear the words, my life in strings, my world the chords. If someone smiles and reads his line, ask, were you true? You know his mind. In a dream you're lying there, looking up, my eyes you share. Like a wind that blew through town, laid me low, now is gone. Would this need keep me here? I'll wrap myself around a tear. Will it grow over me like a cloud that drowns the sea? The fool who writes these words in haste, kisses, daggers, steel embrace. The hand that holds the pen of words dies a kiss. That was a boom. The fool who writes these words in haste, kisses, daggers, steel embrace. The hand that holds the pen of words dies a death of kisses sworn. Oh, sorry if I messed that one up. No. This is dedicated to Ellen Schmidt. It's a nice poem. She put it to a lovely melody, and she sang it terrifically. It's called Prophet. Please give me just a moment of your time to rest a little quiet in your mind. My wheels have got to stop a little while, slow the world and cool down. I've got a strong and restless need to feel fine in arms that cling, in eyes that know and shine, even though I'll never understand the signs that brought me to this town. Lady, are you all that light would seem? In these quiet hours while I lie and scheme to pull you through the windows of my dreams beneath these stars and trees? Am I on the outside or am I in? The arms that prove the lonely lie to sin. A prophet or a soul in wandering with a promise to begin, please tell me. Will you cry because this ends, or hold me till the river bends, or simply smile because it happened? Can I have another glass of wine to drown me in another time, or wake me to this heart of mine, or tell you what I find beautiful? Lady, are you all that light would seem in these quiet hours while I lie in scheme to pull you through the windows of my dreams beneath these stars and trees? Will you cry because this ends, or hold me till the river bends, or simply smile because it happened? Thank you. This poem's called Ruby. There is a thought that rests before the lips, whispers quiet, do you remember this? You may respond as if we hadn't met, but to your eye affix a memory wet. Two lane upon the sand a summer's day, two waves to crest and fall upon their way. While dust became the product of that merge, deep years protect the shadows of that urge. Project upon this wall a fugitive smile to alight the darkness where I live. The wine will set the motion to that plea. Its absence while I sleep won't rescue me. So now upon the sand my skin abrades, made worse the sting of salt as summer fades. I pour the wine as balm into that sore. It soaks as you have done through every pore. That's Ruby. No. This next one's called Star Stuff. All around me memories of buds that failed to bloom, birds that took to nesting on the far side of the moon. I lie in days that hide between the months of May and June. I dread December snows that dust the faces of the dunes. My nature gives me wine and coffee cups to slide the days, one into the other as streams and rivers drown in bays. Stars are not my witnesses, they flare too far away. But in my bones their star stuff contemplates the winds of change. Bones into the earth to bide soon melt into the sea. Promise bound in atoms that once bore the scent of me. Drawn into a cloud that random rains another lee. The greening of the grass, the breathing of a tree. This is called Bed of Stone. I'll lay my hair upon this marble pillow that you've placed upon my bed. I know it's cold and hard, but there's a reason, and I won't let you get inside my head. I'll lie upon these sheets of glass, upon a mattress carved from stone. I won't be the one who cries surrender. You take the door, I'll call this home. I don't have an answer for you leaving. I've got no desire to play that game. In the morning, I will rise believing that tomorrow night my soul won't lie in shame. Take your heart of stone in your suitcase, pack it in your trunk and turn your key. As the sunlight turns these sheets to silk tomorrow, the love you stoned me with will cease to be. I don't have an answer for you leaving. I've got no desire to play that game. In the morning, I will rise believing that tomorrow night my soul won't lie in shame. As the sunlight turns these cheeks to silk tomorrow, the love you stoned me with will cease to be. Couple more? I'll finish with one. Another one that Ruth Ann had done into a song. It's called Shrines. You live your dream on your acre, a garden planted in rows. You give your soul to the seed, to the flower, with a frown scolding the crows. You dress your table with flowers you've grown and food you raise with your smile. While I'm in the wind seeking patterns and stars on roads that turn minutes to miles. I put my faith in the God of the road and you when you're a goddess of home. We have our shrines to calm troubled minds, but too much time on our own. I would come by in the evening with wine for a dance by candlelight glow. We'd make our heaven on earth in those shadows till the morning light tells me to go. I put my faith in the God of the road and you when you're a goddess of home. We have our shrines to calm troubled minds, but too much time on our own. Well, thank you very much.
Bill Thibodeau. Thank you so much, Bill. Did you bring any of your books with you? He has some here, but isn't he wonderful? Please, one more hand for Bill Thibodeau.